The chiti oibedisari. Is it bread made from barley or bread made from wheat? For a chichi oibiakushi. Is it soft bread or hard bread? Rashi, rechichi Rashi says means nishmat yosem yakushi. Ros rechichi shenilushi isiraka. Is the dough, was the dough thick or the dough was soft? Teiku, there's all teiku. Kids, we're not sure about the issue. Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yochanan, kol echad v'yechad v'yatz mashir. Like, what's the pshat that all these tanoim said different shirim? Like, you want to say, well, it's not such a big machlekes, but I mean to say, each one was mashar himself. Like, each one saw by himself when he lived with his wife, how long does it take to have her roar with his wife? So that's why each one made this shir by testing it by himself. Rashi says, kama shoya, kama shahaya shoya v'beisai, v'v'yasai. When he lived with his wife, how long it took him? For the Gemara, that the Pshat, I, Vika ben Azai, one of the Mandyam was ben Azai, to learn Osir, but never got married. The Rashi says, the Gemara, the famous Gemara, Yavamis, ben Azai said, Avama Esra, Shanafshi, Choshka, Batoira, that he held what, that I'm learning Torah, I have a right not to get married. Eshli, Yom Shaskayim, Adai Acherim, Perkaboy Avimtoi. Supposedly, it means he never got married. So how could he say he tested it out? The Mari boy is saying Manasseh v'Pirush. No, he was married, but then he was Parish, he says separated from his wife. He was learning the whole time. The boy is saying Manasseh v'Pirush is Merabe Shmilei. True, he didn't know for himself, but his Rebbe taught him this. The boy is saying another pshat is the Pasuk says Soyd Hashem Lireyev. Certain things are multi Reyev Lakim, Hashem tells them Soydis. That's good, you can't ask the Kash, how did Ben Azai knew it? You Soyd Hashem Lireyev. Hashem tells you Soydis, tells hidden things to his Yireyev, to his Tzadikim. Doresh Ben Avira. Zimnon Omla Mishmedi Rav Ami, Zimnon Omla Mishmedi Rav Asi. Somebody said this name, somebody in that name, that Koloichu Lechem Blen Tilo Shadayim. Whoever eats bread without washing his hands first is Kilu Bo Alisha Zayna. So how much like he's living with an Isha Zayna, like with a Zayna. She knows that the Pshat is, by so she can't hold yourself back. Like, what do you have to live with her? Marry her first. Do it better. Same thing. You can't hold yourself back to wash your hands first. You have to chop and eat the bread first. Take it easy. First wash your hands and then do it better. So if you can't hold yourself up because of the type of eating, it's like you're having znus with an isha, you can't wait to marry her, you have to have znus. Shenema kibad isha zayna atikolechem. Omar Rava, hai biyad isha zayna atikolechem, that's what the Pasuk says, biyad tikolechem ad isha zayna mi boyle. According to you, it should have said that because of the kikolechem, it's like an isha zayna. Hello, Omar Rava, Rava says like this, kol abo al isha zayna. Whoever lives with a zayna, lisoif mevakesh kikolechem. At the end, you become poor, and you're going to have to ask around for bread. And Amar Rav Zurik, Amar Rav Loza, call a mezalzel l'tilo shadoyim. Whoever's mezalzel not to wash his hands right, the right way before you eat bread, is nekrim in olam. You'll be oikah, you'll be uprooted from this world. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, mayim rishonim. Stop here. I'll continue on to Mam Tashem. I'll stop here. You're holding Dav Dalar on the base. Again, the top is five lines down. Dorash Rav Avira Zimnon Omer LaMishmed Rav Ami Zimnon Omer LaMishmed Rav Asi. That Koloich Lechem Blein Tilo Shadayim. Whoever eats bread before he washes his hand is Kilu Bo Alisha Zoyna. It's like he was boiled and lived with an Isha Azoyna. Shenemar the Pasuk says Kibad Isha Zoyna Ad Kiko Lechem. That has to do with an Isha Zoyna, has to do with Lechem. That means by not eating, washing your hands before you eat bread, like we said, means you can't hold yourself back. You have to eat so fast, that's like your boil nisha. You can't wait till you marry her. Omar Rovas Rova asks, Hai bad isha zoyna atika lechem, like that's what the Pasuk says, it should have said, according to your drasha, bad kika lechem. It should have said, like, because of lechem, you'll come to be, it's like an isha zoyna. The Pasuk says the opposite way. An Isha Zayna has to do with Lechem. And you're learning Sakeret. That because of not washing your hands before the bread, it's like you're boiling Isha Zayna. Yemi boile. Elom Rav, the Rav says that's not Pshan the Pasuk. Elom Rav, Rav says like this. What the Pasuk means is like this. Kol Abo Al Isha Zayna. Whoever lives with an Isha Zayna is L'Soif Mavakesh Kiko Lechem. At the end, you become poor, that you're going to want to have lechem. So therefore, the Pasuk says first to Isha Zoyna, and because of that, it means kikol lechem, means you become poor, that you're going to have look around for bread. And Omer Rab Zrik, Omer Rab Loza, kol ha-mezalzel matilo shidoyim, whoever's mezalzel doesn't wash his hands before he eats, is Nekim in Olam. He'll be uprooted from the world. And Omar Rav Chiya Barashi Omar Rav. Now, Mayim Rishonim. That we wash Mayim Rishonim means before we eat. Before you eat bread, you're supposed to wash your hands. Is Tzorech Sheyakibiyah Yodov Lamala. Right after you wash your hands, you're supposed to pick your hands upwards. We'll soon see why. But Mayim Achronim, that after the meal, before you bench, when you wash your hands a second time, Mayim Achronim, it's Tzorech Sheyashpil Yodov Lamata. Just the opposite. There you should put your hands downwards. We'll soon see why, because there at the end you've taken off the dirt from your hands, so let the dirt like fall off your hands. Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned like this also. Hanoito Yodov, whoever washes his hands at the beginning before you sit down to eat the bread, it's Tzorech Sheyakbiyah Yodov Lamala. You have to pick your hands upwards right after you wash them. Why? Shema Yotzu Hamayim Chutzlaperik. You have to be afraid that maybe when you washed your hands the first time, you know you're supposed to wash each hand two times. The first time you wash your hands, true, it's metayu your hands, but the water is tamei. The second time you wash your hands, that's to metayu the water, to make the water tor. So you have to be afraid, shema yotzu hamayim chustaperik. Maybe the first time you washed your hands, the water went past your palm, onto the, after the perik, after your palm, down to your arm, some of that water went. So that water like was tummy. Now, and after you washed your second hand, it could be that the second washing did not wash that water. That water went too far up, that the second washing did not wash off that water. And later, after you finish washing two times, the yachsaru, then that water that went all the way up your arm, will now come down again. And that water is still tamei. Because the first time you wash your hands, true, your hands become tahor, but the water is tamei. That's why you have to wash off the water a second time. So you have to be afraid maybe the second time doesn't go as far up as the first time. So therefore the answer is to make sure that water does not come down again onto your hands. Keep your hands up. If you pick your hands up, so the water will only run down. If it runs down here, we don't care if this part is tamei. Halacha is only that your palm, your hands, have to be torn. So as long as the bottom water does not come up again, it stays down here, it's okay. So this is only if you wash less than a revius of water. If you use a revius of water when you wash hands, then there's no problems. Omer Rabbi Avua, kol eichel pas b'lo nigav yadayim, if somebody eats bread without wiping his hands. In other words, after he washed his hands, he goes to make the amaitzi, he doesn't wipe his hands. His kilo oichel lechem tummy. It's like you're eating lechem tummy, it's also no good. Yeah. Shenema, the pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem, kocho yoichlu b'nei Yisrael, this is the way the b'nei Yisrael should eat, es lachem om tummy. Their breads when it's tummy. So Rashi says, it means to say that dover miyasu, it's not a nice thing to do. V'choshev ketum is considered like tumah. Shenem, because the pasuk says, kocha yoichlu b'nei Yisrael. First big line. This is the way the b'nei Yisrael should eat, as lachmam, totamei. Alma dover miyas kori tumah. Mashmur is something not nice is called tumah. So therefore, if you wash it, you eat without wiping your hands, it's a miyas, it's not nice, it's like tumah. It's like you ate lachmam tumah. For the more now, oh my, what does the pasuk mean? V'eishes ish, nefesh yukara totsud. The eishes ish shall capture a good nefesh. What does that mean, shall capture? Omer Rebbe Chiya Barab, Omer Rebbe Yechanan. Kol odom sheyesh b'gasas ruach. Whoever body that has gas ruach, means holds a lot of himself, he has his haughtiness, he has gaiva, is lipsoif nichshav v'eishes ish. The end will come out, so he'll live with another eishes ish. Shenema, the pasuk says, V'eishes ish, nefesh yukara totsud. Shall capture a nefesh yukara means a deer, that means somebody that holds himself great. About Gaivanik, he'll end up living with an eishes ish. Omar Rava says, if that's the pshat, hai nefesh yukara, nefesh gevoya mi boile. If you mean to say a big shot like about Gaivanik, it should have said a lashon of nefesh gevoya. What's the lashon of nefesh yukara? A nice nefesh. V'yoid, he totsed me boile. He should have said she's going to capture him. So yeah. So it doesn't say like she's going to capture him. Elo Amar Rav, it means like this. that kol habur al eshes ish, whoever lives with an eshes ish, does the avera, that lives with a married lady, is afilu lo matorah, even if he learned Torah. Techsivba, that it says about learning Torah, yikorehi mifninim, it's very dear, like pearls, is emikoyin godol shenichnas lefnai lefnin, even if it's like a koyin godol that goes inside, lefnai lefnin, to do the avodah, hiti tzudena ledina shegehenim. But if this person lived with an eshes ish, she'll take him, like she'll capture him, and bring him to Gehenim. Because even the Schus HaTorah won't protect you from the Gehenim. And Amar Rabbi Yechonah Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, Kol Odom Sheyesh Begasas Aruach, whoever acts like a big shot, has Gasas Aruach, is Kilu Oyved Avodas Kechavim. It's like Yoyved Avodas Zorah, like you're forgetting about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person that thinks about Hashem has to be an Onav. Like you realize Hashem is great, then you're nothing. But if you think you're great, you're not thinking about Hashem, that's like you worship Avodah Zarah. Ksiv Hoch, it says over here, Toyavas Hashem kogov alev. Hashem hates, like a toiv, it's disgusting, a person that's a big shot, that's kuboy alev. Ksiv Hosom, it says, Avodah Zarah, v'loy sovi tuev el beisecho. Don't bring the Avodah Zarah, the disgusting thing, into your house. So by being a Baal Gaivinik, it's like you're being over to Avodah Zarah. It's like you're forgetting about Hashem. We always say the biggest Eved Hashem we had was Moshe Rabbeinu. That's because he was an Onuv Mikol Adam. The more of an Onuv you are, the more Eved of Hashem you could become. But the steerer to that, the opposite, is being a Bagaiva, being a Gavoy Aleif. For Rabbi Yechanan Dideyam, Rabbi Yechanan himself said, Kilo Kof Avikar. It's like you're being Kofar, you're disagreeing, you're denying a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'rom Levovechom, V'shachachto Es Hashem Olokecho. And you'll forget Hashem. So because of the Gevoyas HaLev, you come to forget Hashem. Reb Choma Bar Chanina Omar, Kilu Bo Al Kol Arroyas. It's like if you have a Bagaiva, it's like you're living with all the Arroyas that are also. Ksivok, it says over here, by a Bagaivanik, Toavas Hashem Kogov HaLev. Hashem, it's disgusting, a person that's Gevoy HaLev. O Ksiv Hosom, it says by the Pasha of Arroyas, Ki Yes Kol HaTueva So'el. So it has to do with Arroyas. If you're a Baal Gaivinik, it's like you boil all the Arroyas. Ula Oma Ula says, Kilu Bona Boma. Whoever is a Baal Gaiva, it's like you build a Boma. Shenyama says in the Posse, Chidlu Lachem Min Odom, Hashem Neshama Biyatoi, Ki Bama Nechshav. What are they considered? Nechshav Hu. Is Al Tikri Bameh, don't say with what? El a Boma. That they considered like a Boma. A person that has a Gevoya Lev, it's like you build a bomb. And Avada means, Bizman Isser HaBomas, when you're not allowed to build a bomb. Rashi says, Avodas Kechavim means, you're building a bomb, L'shem Avodah Zarah. For the Gemara, Mai, what does the Pasuk mean? Yad liyad lo yinake. That hand to hand Hashem won't forgive. Omar Rav, kol habu al eshes ish. Whoever lives with an eshes ish, afilu hekeneo lakodesh baruch hu. Even if he like shows ownership to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem owns like the Shemayim Voritz, Ki Avram Avinu, like Avram Avinu did, Tichsiv Bed, like it says by Avram Avinu, Hari Moisi Yodi Al Hashem Kel Elyon, I'm lifting up my hands to Hashem, that's Koinei Shemayim Voritz, that created, that made the Shemayim Voritz. Or Hashem put on this world the idea, the understanding, that Hashem is the one that created the world. Even if a person is like that, Lo yinake medina shegehenim. He won't be freed from Gehenim. A person that lives with an eshes ish, even though he has tremendous chusim, he won't be freed from dina shegehenim. Mora says, Kashalu ledivei Reb Shela. Reb Shela had a kasha on this drosha. Hayad liyad lo yinake. How come the pasuk says yad liyad lo yinake? Should have said yodai mi boile. Should have said somebody to like lift up his hands, like it says by Avram Avinu. Harimaisi yodi. Should have said like yodi. Even a person that lifts up his hands to Hashem, if he lives with an eshes ish, he won't be freed. He won't be freed from Gehenim. So what's this lashon of yad liyad? Elo amri dvar Reb Shela. It means like this, afilu kibol Torah k'moshe Rabbeinu. It's even somebody that learns Torah tremendously, as if he was mekabel the Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu, t'yasiv be, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, miyamino esh dos lomoy, his right hand like his fire, is lo yinake medina shegehenim. If he lives with an eshes ish, he won't be freed from Gehenim either. But still on this, Kashel el Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon did not like this pshat either. Hayad liyad, yad miyad mi boile. Should have said yad miyad. that someone like received the Torah like from Hashem, even such a person, if he lives with an Eishes Ish, he won't be free from Gehenim. What's the lashon of Yad Liyad? Elo Amar Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon says like this. That it means Afilu Oisa Tzedakah.